Hi, cuties. The following material can be dark and kind of filthy, so it's only for mature audiences. We love you. Trigger warning, suicide. Sorry.
Rebrand.
Ding. Hello, beloved consumers. I'm Ashley Birch.
And I'm
And welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether they be snack food, celebrities, or religious institutions.
Also, my name is Mort Burke. I was being so silly that it was probably really hard to decipher what the hell I would say.
Is his name
M-M-M-M-M?
Is his name the air horn sound?
That's a hot rebrand right there.
Name your kids sounds that cannot be written.
I'm just thinking of the teachers in elementary school who are like, okay, Robert, present, and...
The kid every day is like, Luda, back again! And he's also got air horns, sunglasses on.
Yeah, headphones. He gets meaner and meaner each time! He's the most popular kid in the world.
Everyone's like, yeah!
But his last name is Johnson or something.
There's a long pause and she goes, Johnson, here. Today's rebrand is courtesy of you, I think, honey, right? You just kind of thought of it.
Yeah.
Have we been checking our Gmail to see if anyone sent us?
We have, and you know what?
Huh.
We have some really sweet emails in there.
We do.
Yeah, people are very grateful to you for the work that you've done.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that wonderful? You've really affected them.
Did they say that they want us to rebrand?
Profoundly.
Anything, though?
They don't like the podcast. But... Please stop.
Cancel the podcast.
Yeah, rebrand the show by...
By not doing it anymore.
One said, rebrand your life, and then did an emoji of a noose. I didn't think that was very nice.
That would be fucking crazy if there was an emoji of a noose.
They should do that at least for Halloween. We should get one day.
You know what's funny, actually, because my friend Giselle was looking for an emoji of a toaster the other day, and she said it doesn't exist. And I wonder if it's because they're afraid people are going to go toast or bathtub or something.
That's got to be somebody's job. Understand what combos of emojis symbolize violence or self-harm.
Is there a knife? Now I'm going to look it up. There is a knife, but when you search for gun, it's like a squirt gun. Because I used to do a thing where it'd be an emoji of a smiley face and then the gun next to it when something happened that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And they changed it from like a photorealistic gun to a squirt gun.
You know what else we're already kind of doing, honey?
Huh?
Is rebranding emojis.
Oh! Should we do that?
Because here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
First of all, there should be a subscription service for sexually explicit emojis that you have to truly prove that you're an adult in order to have access to.
So how would you prove you're an adult?
You have to mail your license to AT&T.
A picture of you holding your license and a newspaper of that day.
Yeah. Like a hostage.
And then they have to go in the vault. They unlock the vault and they take out the SIM card that has all the dicks on it. So it'd be like a cartoon penis.
I think that's both awful and funny.
Right? Because like when they do like, I said photorealistic gun earlier, but like when they do emojis that are of more elaborate things or objects, I should say, it's like quite a recognizable indoor plant. They're cartoony, but they're not like for babies. They are trying to inhabit some semblance of realism. But they are cute too. Like the whale is cute. It looks like a whale, but it's cute. So it'd be like a cute penis, I guess. I'm thinking all the ways that I would use these emojis, but not to signify sex. Like if I didn't like something or if something was a disappointment, then I would send a flaccid penis.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? That's so funny. Or if a guy said something you didn't like, you send the handgun next to the penis.
And then also you'd have different sizes of penises, surely. So then to insult the dude, you'd send a chode with a handgun next to it.
That's so I'm going to shoot off your tiny penis. That's so funny. Not only do you have a small penis, I'm going to fire it off your body.
Well, this would be interesting, too, because intersex means that you have both genitalia, right?
I believe so.
So you would have that genitalia, and then you could have different kinds of vulvas with different skin tones for each.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You could learn a lot anatomically.
Inclusive.
Inclusive. Well, that's interesting, right? Because then, of course, if you had a cartoon penis, an emoji penis,
mm-hmm.
then you would probably have it, you'd have it flaccid, you'd have it erect, you'd have it coming.
I love that you, because there's no reason for there to be a flaccid penis emoji.
Every reason for there to be a flaccid penis.
But they're all funny. Like, there's no legitimate... I mean, just to indicate not feeling it is really funny.
Yeah. Like if you were like, hey, honey, do you want to get Thai food tonight? And I send you a flaccid penis.
Like resting in the balls.
Aw. Just taking a nap.
That is kind of what it's like. The penis is sort of, it's like it's using the balls as a beanbag.
I find that really charming.
Sleepy little guy.
That's also funny to imagine, and fun to imagine the balls done in emoji style.
I think it'd be funny if there was a whole series of balls that all have the different emotive faces on them. You know what I mean? Like feeling kind of grumpy today.
Oh, interesting. So you the know. Balls would be like sad face, grimace face.
The squiggly mouth or whatever.
The squiggly like, mouth. Whatever. The sort of like bleh, like yeah. The tongue, the crazy tongue out one.
Yeah, the one that's like throwing up and has money signs or whatever.
Like, I don't think that one exists, but I do like it. Oh, you're imagining, honey, money signs and their tongue is out and the tongue is green and the tongue has a dollar sign.
Oh, right. Okay, I'm conflating. You're
yes.
right. Yes,
so I think if you were to blip past it, you might think that it's puking, but really its tongue is money.
Which is still weird. Like, what is that suggesting?
I've never really looked at this emoji before and it's very troubling. The eyebrows, it because some emojis don't have eyebrows. It has eyebrows. The eyebrows are up very, very high on the forehead. Yeah. The eyes are dollar signs and the tongue, as I said, is green and has a dollar sign on it.
What do you think the eyebrows being high up is suggesting? Like, what is this trying to communicate?
It's like, whoa, whoa. Plus money. I don't know. What is it trying to communicate? That you're super rich? Or, you know, is it trying to emulate the cartoons of old where their eyeballs would spin like a roulette wheel and then go ding, ding and land on two things? Is that what it's... I'm going to bet that like 1% of people use this emoji.
Go ahead and email us at rebrandthepodcast@gmail.com and tell us what the hell this is trying to communicate.
What the fuck is this?
Is this person sick with their desiring of money? Is it a commentary
they
on
look
our-
happy. I will
on
say.
Our capitalist system. They look happy, but they also look crazed.
They do look crazy. I mean, this right? is a nightmarish.
They don't look content. They don't look at peace.
No, certainly not. I mean, what I think when I see it is that they must have just done a line of coke, genuinely. Like emoji. A Wolf of Wall Street is what it's trying to evoke, probably.
That's the emoji version of it's 3 a.m. and we just got...
I must be lonely. I'm really sorry. We are here, we're
lonely. Just did some coke, now I got money eye signs.
You thinking that the money and the puke being in the same one, though, makes me think that as part of our rebranding of emojis, we should give you the option of combining them.
Oh, you gotta make your own emoji.
Make your own emoji so that if you're like, I feel like a clown, but I'm also a nerd, you could have the clown with the nerd glasses and the nerd tooth. Oh, wait, the nerd doesn't have a tooth. I'm combining them. But if you were really mad, but you also had a halo, angry angel.
Haven't we all felt like that before?
Haven't we all felt like that?
I would really like to remake the emoji movie, but have it be a dark psychological domestic drama.
I think it should be a shot-for-shot remake of A Marriage Story, but with emojis.
Again, too strong an idea for the podcast. You know what I mean? And then, as a marketing thing, since we're rebranding, for the release of the film, which is an emoji story, there's an Adam Driver emoji and a Scarlett Johansson emoji. And they are weeping.
I want to circle back really quick to the genitalia. We talked so much about penises. And vulvas come in all shapes and sizes. I guess we would have a couple different ones based on like your lip girth, maybe?
Okay, maybe width. I guess
or
girth.
Width. Would you say girth or width?
I would say width, but maybe girth.
This is also the question that I had, because it's like pubic hair-wise, right? If we're seeing the vulva, because you could just do an emoji of the area immediately around the vulva, or you could zoom out a little bit more and get a taste of that pubic hair. Which, so I'm wondering how close we want to go.
Yeah, totally. And also, I think this is where we come into a variety of different options, which is all the colors of pubic hair, all the colors of skin tone, all the types of pubic hair, all the shaving and not shaved aspects of the pubic hair, as well as size, width, girth, length, height of the vulva.
You know what, though? I bet we're going to get the most bang for our buck in terms of different types of emojis by doing boobies. Big old boobies, tiny boobies, boobies that are sagging, boobies that are perky,
boobies
big old areolas,
yep.
Tiny areolas.
Mm-hmm.
How would you use those in a funny way?
This is a joke you should make, not me, but like if one day you, for some reason, aren't happy with the way your boobs look, you put a gun next to the boobs.
With a gun next to it. If I'm like jokingly trying to get you to do something for me and you don't want to do it, then I hold my own boobs hostage.
That's so funny.
Like, honey, pick us up Shake Shack and the boobs get it.
Threatening to blow off your right boob.
Yeah.
My favorite one.
No, please, no.
A hamburger, a fast food bag, a gun, the boobs. That's how you communicate Shake Shack or else the boobs get it. But I want a Michael Myers mask. I want a Freddy Krueger hand.
Oh, that's interesting. Like, if part of the adult package is, like, adult film stuff.
Like, a Marriage Story is so funny. Like, even just like a cute version of the Here's Johnny from The Shining. Feeling depressed, bottle of Xanax.
Sorry, I love the medication one. Then you could do all the greatest hits. You could do Xanax, Zoloft, weed, coke.
An emoji for cheating on your taxes.
An emoji for cheating on your spouse.
An emoji for embezzling.
It's a hand taking money out of like a little piggy bank and they put their finger up to their mouth and they're going shh.
Next to like an emoji of like the stock market.
Crashing. Emoji for declaring bankruptcy. You're pulling your pockets out and flies are coming out of them.
Yeah, that's really strong. Home foreclosure. This is your house with a circle and a line through it.
Some of these are proper art portraits.
There should be a pack where you can get the Ultimate Warrior, you can get Macho Man Randy Savage.
Absolutely.
Which you'd have to put the prescription pill emojis right next to those.
You know what would be good?
Mm-hmm.
Is having emojis of memes. Like the dog in the fire that's like, this is fine.
That needs to be number one.
Yeah.
On the list.
Because I know you can do GIFs, but there's something about the emoji. What's the meme that you love, honey?
What's the meme that I love? I don't know. I mean, I love Don't Tase Me, Bro.
A taser emoji.
I would pay $4,000 to have a Don't Tase Me,
$4,000? You'd pay 4,000 American dollars to have a taser emoji?
That I can use from now until the end of my life.
They wouldn't take it away from you.
I want unlimited access to this Don't Tase Me, Bro emoji.
I guess in the adult sphere of it, we need drug paraphernalia and we would need weapons. Which yeah. would include funny ones like nunchucks.
Yeah.
Are nunchucks already an emoji? Let's see.
Switchblades. Butterfly
nunchuck.
Knives.
Nunchuck. Nope. No nunchucks. Samurai sword. Nope. Yep, so nunchucks, samurai swords, ninja stars, all types of blades for some reason.
Yeah, box cutters.
Scimitars, machetes.
Scimitars, scythes. On the light side of this thing, there needs to be an emoji for a therapy session.
Oh, that's nice.
You just had a deep conversation with a loved one.
You could have emojis for all the different crystals for your new age ladies, your amethysts and your whatnots.
Yeah, you could have the rosary. You could have
the
Quran.
You could have Jesus on the cross.
You could have Jesus on the cross, both realistic and cartoony. There's
now,
so much stuff to do.
Would we charge for these? Or would these be things that we release as like updates to everyone's phones?
No, we're business people. Well, we don't charge the people. We charge the companies. They will release them as updates.
I see. Because the thing is that you would have to have, like, everyone, because you couldn't send an emoji of Jesus on the cross.
Right.
And if the other person doesn't have it, then it's just like a blank box, you know?
We got to figure out some way where they'll be able to receive it.
You know what I want?
Go right ahead.
So polite. Thank you, Eddie. I freaking want video game emojis. Baby.
Yeah, of course you do. Where's my Super Mario, baby?
I want a goddamn Yoshi emoji. I use that shit all the goddamn time, and I put a gun next to his head.
That's what I'm saying. I want Mega Man looking tired and sad.
The only way I would communicate through text is Yoshi emoji, gun emoji. Yoshi emoji, gun emoji. That's all I would do.
I want Cuphead looking depressed at an office job. In a cubicle, just like big, huge bags under his eyes.
Honey, you know what we would have to do, too, is that we would need to roll it all the way back to the sexual emojis. You would have to have naked Mario.
Oh, I want Sonic with a big ass dick.
Does it mean that I don't think that Mario has a very large penis?
I
don't think that's bad.
No, I think it's thick, though.
You do?
Yeah, I think it's thick.
Such immediate certainty.
Yeah, I think below average length, above average girth.
Thickness?
I think it's fat and short.
And I think Princess Peach has like a pretty fat vulva too.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they match.
Oh, interesting, because they're sort of soulmates.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. Do you think Bowser has a normal, I don't know, normal. Do you think Bowser has like a human looking penis?
No, I think it's dragon-like.
So would that be like what does a lizard penis look like?
Yeah, let's go ahead and Google that.
That's a whole other thing, is that we could have emoji of different animal genitalia. Like the corkscrew penis the ducks have?
Yeah.
Did you say honey because you don't want to go down this road
with me? It's gotten so sick.
Honey, it's just science. It's just the nature.
I think Bowser's whole problem is that he has a smaller than average.
Wow, yes. Lizard penises are really interesting, and I am destroying my algorithm right now. Scientists find holy root used in tantric medicine is actually dried lizard penis.
Whose job is it to dry the penis? Who's got a giant coven-sized pot full of hydrated lizard penises they gotta set out in the sun?
You underestimate the ambition of witches.
I consistently underestimate the ambition of witches, and that's one of my biggest problems.
These lizard penises, it looks like a tree branch that has bifurcated.
Ugh.
And has like a spiky mace on the end.
God, that bums me out so hard.
Well, we're making an emoji of it, honey. I'm sorry to tell you.
And I do think that's what Bowser's penis looks like.
And Yoshi doesn't have one. I've decided. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it and I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, great. Let's not. I love animals so much and it bums me out that they have genitals.
Why?
I don't know.
Honey, they need them to reproduce so that we can have more of them.
I know. It's the one way in which I'm like puritanical conservative is that I wish they reproduced asexually.
It's one of your biggest concerns about having a male dog was that he would have a penis.
I didn't want to have to see his dog penis all the time.
But here we are, honey.
Here we are.
And the interesting thing about Cody is that he tends to get an erection when he's sad.
Just like his dad.
I notice when we like, one of us leaves the car, if like someone's running into the store and the other person's still there in the car.
Yeah.
Cody gets an erection.
Yeah, he's got like a depression kink or something. He's got an abandonment kink.
He's got an abandonment kink. He's like, stop talking about my penis on a national podcast.
Yeah, he never okayed
this. International Cody. International.
That's right.
Available in all countries.
He refuses to believe people listen in Europe, but they do.
Yeah.
I've seen the analytics. They're crazy for us in France.
Are they?
Yeah, they're going nuts. We're their new Jerry Lewis.
I can't get out of bed emoji, I feel like, would be pretty relatable. Mm-hmm. So just a bed with someone, like, looking sad in it.
Yeah.
Or, like, the covers over their head and you just see their little face poking out. I'd use that shit all the damn time if it tore me. Or, like, anxiety could be, like, you see the bottom half of their face, but then their forehead is, like, see-through and there's just, like, fireworks and, like, curse things happening in their brain.
Yeah.
Fireworks.
Shark circling. Car on fire.
Yeah.
We need emojis for any sort of like surgery, proctology, like
colonoscopy.
LASIK.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Hair transplant emojis.
I'd like for you to describe some of your favorites. What would they look like?
The proctology exam is just a guy looking sad, but a doctor looking so happy.
Giving the thumbs up.
Like they love it.
Oh, you know what we should have, though, speaking of from 10 minutes ago, vulvas, is something that I would really use is for parts of the cycle. So, like, if there was an emoji for the follicular phase, the luteal phase, and then the actual menstruation, there should be a pad emoji, a diva cup emoji, a tampon emoji, used and unused.
Used and unused, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
For heavy and low flow days both, right? So very
used. Or just,
used.
Like, there's a clean pad. You know, in case you wanted to, like, text emoji to your friend, like, pad?
But I'm saying there should also be a pad so engulfed in blood that you can't really, it's barely a pad.
Ew,
anymore.
It's, like, dripping. It has, like, little blood droplets coming out of it.
Now I'm come on, I thought we were...
You did it! You did! You said engorged in blood!
I gulfed, I said.
Engulfed in blood, you said!
I'm just yes-anding. I'm just heightening, honey. Blame UCB, don't blame me!
Honey, if we just keep yes-anding and yes-anding and yes-anding, we end up with a pad that is filled with blood with little blood droplets coming off of it now.
And let's accept where we are in all of its beauty.
I'm in acceptance, honey.
You are? You seem...
Yes.
You seem
upset. I was reacting to you say that it was gross.
No, I said engulfed in blood.
I know, but then when I said the blood droplets, it was like a bridge too far.
I wasn't. No, I was reacting to your reacting. The blood droplets did not push me over the edge.
Oh, okay, great.
No.
I'm the problem.
In case you weren't aware, listener, Ashley's been learning very much about her cycle.
Yes, at 34. It's only taken me 34 years.
And it's been really helpful.
It's been extremely helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I should just give a quick... Basically, I'm still learning, so I don't 100% know like the week increments. But for me, at least, the week before my period is a nightmare. That's my luteal phase. I am so exhausted. Like, I can't get up off the couch. My brain is a nightmare. I've been really taking care of it now.
Yes, which has helped you so much.
So much.
Paying attention to that and knowing about it and listening to it
has had
a profound effect on your emotional life.
It totally has, because I just kept pushing myself. Mm-hmm. And then shit would get real dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get my period and I'd be like,
be a gun next to a penis.
Oh, no. And then your follicular...
That is so funny,
a gun next to a penis?
Even just if you're so, like, you're so mad at someone and that you have a gun and your first move is to point it directly at their penis. Or, like, turn them around and point it right at their, like, ass. threatening to shoot somebody's ass is very funny.
I think we have one more phase too that I'm forgetting, but your follicular phase rocks.
Oh, that's the good one?
The follicular phase is excellent. So yeah, if there's anything that you're like nervous about that you want to have a lot of energy for, schedule it during your follicular phase.
And where does that fall?
That is, I think, immediately after your period. Basically, you go, it's like luteal, you go through your menstrual, I mean, this is your whole menstrual cycle. Luteal, you go through your bleeding week or whatever the fuck.
So wait, what's the premenstrual week? That's luteal?
That's luteal.
Okay, so we need to say luteal is not cuteal.
Luteal, not cuteal. Okay. Follicular
right.
is...
vehicular.
Because you're zooming. Because
you're moving fast like a car.
Because you're moving fast like a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe there's a way to suggest these in emoji form.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, well, right. The what? Not liminal. What's the pre-menstrual?
Luteal.
Luteal. Yeah, luteal uh-huh. and cuteal. That's you on a couch with a thermometer in your mouth and...
a thermometer in your... pussy?
In your pussy and asshole and a cool rag on your forehead.
Follicular is just the cartwheel emoji, I feel like.
Yeah, that's right.
You're feeling great during your follicular. Oh, and then that makes me think also that there could be ones for the different contraceptives. So condom. Oh, a little IUD emoji. A little, you got the pill, obviously.
Yep, the patch.
That'd be cute.
Yeah, super cute. The different kinds of condoms, the lambskin, the rubber, the bigs, the smalls.
Honey, who uses the lambskin?
People who are allergic to latex.
Use lambskin?
I think lambskin is non-allergenic alternative, I think.
Interesting. So then we should also probably have penises with condoms on them.
That's right, to indicate safe sex.
Yes.
You know, while we're getting into this, I've basically never had a pregnancy scare. I had one once, but even then I didn't really believe it. I think I'm so anxious. I go outside and ejaculate into a tree. That's how badly I don't want to get someone pregnant.
With a condom on.
Yeah, with a condom on.
Well, there's also a good one that if you're saying, like, I'll be designated driver tonight. There could sure. be an emoji of like you hold it like someone holding up with giving a thumbs up and holding up a drunk friend that's
yeah.
puking.
A clear-eyed person driving and then three other people in the car like slumped over puking.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There should be an emoji that's like, I'm afraid of my Uber driver.
Yes. So funny. Or even just my Uber driver's talking too much. Uh-huh. That would be the most popular emoji, I think.
Did I tell you about that one time I took a Lyft and the guy that was driving me was convinced his girlfriend was cheating on him?
No.
But he had kind of a whimsy about him when he was talking about it, but he kept turning around to show me texts.
Were you by yourself?
Absolutely.
And he... Of course.
Of course. In the worst possible scenario, yes. So he was like not watching the road, fully turning around to show me texts on his phone, to show me memes, but I would not speak up for myself. Because he's in control of the car.
Yeah, completely.
So I was like, if I was like, hey man, you need to watch the fucking road, my immediate thought is like, what if he gets pissed? And then, I don't know. Then it's car and ditch emoji. So I was just like, ah, ha, 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 yeah.
It sounds like you were in the car with a Tim Robinson character. That's ridiculous. It felt that way.
To circle back, though, on something that you mentioned before, it would be fun to have emojis of famous people, certain famous people. Just having an Adam Driver emoji, I don't know when the fuck I would use it, but it's really funny to think about.
Yo, it'd be so funny if that was the only famous person one was.
It's just a bunch of normal emojis and then Adam Driver.
Adam Driver.
I would use it all the time. It would communicate nothing.
Other than, hey, thinking about Adam Driver. Yeah, right. Just having a thought.
Just came into my mind.
About Driver. Or if you're driving somewhere.
I guess. Someone's like, have you left yet? Mm-hmm. Emoji of Adam Driver. Honey, how much would we charge the phone companies for these packs that we're going to make?
For the horror movie ones, the Adam Driver one, and the various...
The single Adam Driver
the
emoji.
The Adam Driver emoji and the various prescription pills one, $400 million.
What the heck?
Honey, this is worldwide. And think of the amount of money that this is going to...
You're right, honey. I'm always undervaluing myself.
Honey, as branders, it's not that we know our worth. It's that we profoundly exaggerate our worth so consistently that everyone else buys in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yep. These companies have all the money in the world. They want to give us that much money.
I actually genuinely want the sex organ emojis and the menstruation emoji. I really want those.
Of course. These are excellent ideas. I'm telling you, they're all great. We need shoes ones. We need Jordans. We need Converse. We need, you know, going back to last week's episode.
Sure, sure.
There's so much. They're leaving so much money on the table.
They're leaving so much money on the goddamn table.
Hire us, you fucking idiots.
Hire us, you fucking idiots. Hey, guys, thanks so much for listening to this episode. Mort really laughed at my abrupt change in tone.
Will you do it again? Will you do the fucking idiots? And then,
Pay us, you fucking idiots. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to Rebrand.
Can I do it?
Yes, yes.
Go ahead and pay us, you fucking idiots. Okay, thanks so much for listening to Rebrand. You can find us on Discord at Rebrand the Pod.
And our Gmail is
rebrandthepodcast@gmail.com.
And our Instagram is
Rebrand the Podcast.
Wow, you memorized them all.
Yeah, it only took me 3 months.
But here we are, honey. We've done it, Mike.
One of them might be wrong. I don't know.
Reach out to us if you have any ideas that you would like us to rebrand. Any things, people, places, or things that you would like us to rebrand. Let us know how much you like us. Please don't tell us how much you dislike us. And please rate us on all of your podcast services. Yeah. 5 stars.
And write a wonderful description of how much we've improved your life beyond the capacity with which you thought a podcast ever could.
We love you.
Goodbye.
Rebrand.